You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the King Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman here as we are at week 8. It begins tonight with the barn burner that is the Dolphins and the Ravens. Tony Romo's only game of the week, so I might have to watch it just to get a chance to listen to Tony.
Not a bad idea. It's good to see Tony being appreciated now that he's in the broadcast booth. He was never appreciated as the NFL starting quarterback, the elite level talent.
This is a Scott joke coming, and I apologize in advance. But maybe Tony Romo will go to the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster, because he's certainly not going as a quarterback.
I can take that.
Eli Manning has as many rings as he does playoff victories.
That's cool too. We can do all of that. You know what I'm saying? Who's getting that bag in the booth right now, though? Tony Romo.
That would be getting it done. Absolutely.
So stop hating on Tony Romo.
He's a good broadcaster, but overrated quarterback.
So he can be an overrated quarterback.
I'm an excellent
broadcaster too.
Overrated, yes, again.
I'm not overrated. I'm underrated.
Undersized as well. good afternoon. Great World Series game last night. Epic. And, strap yourself in, because this is going to be a very good series.
DJ Envy.
Yes, it will be. Awesome game last night. Frustrating to get a chance to finish it off, but it was good.
And also, Cam Newton's a big baby. You know, grow up.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
I want to touch on that.
What did you guys think about that?
They probably have a history.
You think so?
Yeah. Him and the entire media have a history?
He probably has a history with, what was it, Steve Reed from the AP?
No, it's he did this during the Super Bowl. It's like
during the Super Bowl?
Cam Newton needs to grow up.
I have an excuse.
He was pouting during the Super Bowl. It wasn't different. It's like he doesn't know how to act in front of the media.
They overheard.
He disrespected a female reporter with a very dumb statement.
Disrespected a female reporter?
See, I guess you got to make fun of my voice now because you've already lost
the
debate.
No, because it's
he
funny.
Has to grow up. That's not funny. It's funny to point out to put a woman down like that.
I said, don't tell me I'm getting dangerous. I know what the hell I'm doing. You cannot defend Cam Newton. I'm not defending him on that, Scott. I said it's funny. Me making fun of your voice is funny. That's funny.
Oh yeah. Well, me making fun of you and the fact that you're behind me in both leagues that we're in is even funnier.
Matt, where are you in this Cam Newton discussion? Good morning to you, sir.
Look, he's at the point where he should be handling the media much better.
Yeah.
He's had some inexcusable things. I will say, for fantasy purposes, I think you should be going out buying him. He's got a great schedule.
There you go.
Yeah, he has a great schedule, but I'm going to say this. That has nothing to do with his fantasy value at all, because I think you're right. But this is a dude, when they're winning, big smile, everybody loves Cam.
Yeah.
And when they lose, he cannot handle it.
He had a towel over the head, and then he acts extremely unprofessional like a big baby.
Him and Reed could have had some prior different things. He could have read something Reed wrote. So
it's not one reporter, though.
It's everybody.
It's everybody.
Right. It was one reporter yesterday.
No, it's everybody all the time.
No, it's everybody.
The Panthers defend their man, saying,
lost the debate.
You're not there. You don't know what's going on.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Do some either or when it comes to running backs. Hit the headlines as well. It's Roto Experts.
Plan daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts.
And don't you forget it.
Sure.
Don't forget it.
Absolutely. The headlines from yesterday. We talked about Martavis Bryant a little bit earlier. He's not going to play this week. They talked about it on Target yesterday. We're telling you again, Martavis Bryant is going to be inactive this week. Juju Smith-Schuster, who has a concussion, practiced in full. He looks to be a safe bet here for this week. A couple other headlines. Michael Thomas does not practice. He had a knee injury that kind of came out of nowhere. Let's see if he practices today because that could be a major issue. I know Corey's concerned about that. Emmanuel Sanders, we hope to see if he can come back from his ankle injury. He did not practice, and Melvin Gordon was limited in practice yesterday for the Chargers, while C.J. Procise, once again, does not practice. Scotty, he looks like J.D. McKissick will get another opportunity on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, they'll use him out of the backfield. They'll throw the ball to him. But, you know, he's not a fantasy thing. He's a better NFL player than a fantasy player, just like Tyler Lockett.
A couple players that did practice yesterday.
I love to hear people that practiced.
Willie Snead returned to practice.
Nice.
Is Willie Snead someone who can start this week?
No.
I mean, I don't know. I probably, if six teams on a bye, if I got Willie Snead,
true,
I'm probably going to play.
Yeah, I like Willie Snead. You know, actually, Matt and I briefly discussed him during the break, and you know, he's going to be in my top 35 or so in my lineup ranks on rotoexperts.com. He's healthy again, and he's facing the Bears. And I think Matt, we spoke about this too. Like, I think they miss him as a chain-moving sort of guy. I think that element's kind of missing from the Saints' offense.
Oh, their passing game is definitely better when Willie Snead is a part of it.
All right, so he practiced yesterday. You had Golden Tate returned to practice yesterday. Now, from what I was reading, what the guys in the chat told me, was that he didn't do much with that other arm. He caught the ball with, like, one hand. But I did find it interesting that they called it limited. Like, a lot of times players do that, and they said he didn't really practice, but they said limited. So I thought that was really interesting that Golden Tate was able to at least get a limited practice in yesterday. You had Kenny Golladay return to practice as well for Detroit. Mm-hmm. He's coming off that hamstring injury.
Yeah.
He was a major major add, and everyone was excited about him with Golden Tate's injury. We'll see what he turns into. Tevin Coleman was limited with a knee injury. Corey Davey, that's why he only played 19 snaps.
I'm thinking that's, and I saw that yesterday, and I think that could be the case also. I'm still going to roll him out in my starting lineups this weekend where I need him. If he's active, I think he got to get out there and give Tevin Coleman and go. I hope everything works out for him. I'm praying everything works out for him and me.
The big one was that Stephon Diggs said he was feeling good, made the trip to London. This isn't just a trip to Green Bay or to Detroit.
No, he's
got to
go across the pond.
Across the pond to London. And
what's the pond?
The pond would be the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, just more to make sure it wasn't the Pacific.
How would that make sense?
I don't go to Europe twice a year, Greg, like you. All right? All right?
It's only time.
Okay.
Mr. Sussman, he slept through both math and geography.
There you go.
Yeah. I didn't sleep through.
This show is culturally biased.
Yeah, they never taught geography in your neighborhood, right? You're a college graduate.
The Stephon Diggs dilemma, for me, I desperately need him in my lineup. On the flip side, if I knew he got this week off, had the bye next week, and fully healthy for the stretch run.
It's
kind of like...
Yeah, because Minnesota can beat Cleveland without Stephon Diggs.
Yeah,
I don't know if my fantasy teams can beat other teams without Stephon Diggs.
I know, but that's the unfortunate part of it.
What I'm really interested in this is, for this Minnesota team, is who's the quarterback coming out of that bye? Will it be Case Keenum? Will it be Teddy Bridgewater? Will it be Sam Bradford? Very interested to find that out.
I'll put my odds on the first two, and I'm sure Matt would agree with that.
I don't think Bradford's going to play again. I think that knee is just destroyed.
Yeah.
I think we can find out what kind of analyst he's going to be.
And I do think Bridgewater needs some more time. Like, everybody just has him penciled in for after the ball. As long as they beat Cleveland here and Case Keenum is good.
It's fine.
Great.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, with the team that they have right now, they ride with him. And then if he does come into trouble after the bye, you could always insert Teddy. I think that's the way to go. Then putting Teddy in there and everything on him, and then if we have to take him out and go back to Keenum.
The Bears made a trade for a wide receiver yesterday. That was acquiring my guy, Los Angeles wide receiver, Dontrell Inman, someone I'm always high on. And Inman now goes to the Bears' seventh-round draft pick. Why couldn't they send that seventh-round draft pick to Pittsburgh for Martavis Bryant? That
would
have been cool.
Well, yeah, I think the Steelers would want more than that.
Steelers want to punish Martavis Bryant.
That's why he said.
But they're
Chicago.
Not going to take a seventh rounder for him either, like you said. So, you know, look, Inman is the big target. We've seen some flashes for him before. Very deep league. Maybe take a dollar.
The other players returned to practice. Peyton, you mentioned this person yesterday. Paxton Lynch returned to practice for Denver. Oh, and if Trevor Siemian continues his downward spiral, Paxton Lynch is going to get some starts later this year. So nothing to do
definitely.
With that now.
They want to put Osweiler in there if they have to. You know, that's total emergency. You know, like
definitely.
Break glass. Well, think twice about breaking the glass for Osweiler. But look, Lynch is going to have to get his chance.
I think Manny Sanders is a key part to Siemian's success. I think that's a player that he does look for, he does need. And then, I don't know if he's even going to play this week. It doesn't sound good early on. I know he's considered like day-to-day right now, but not going well.
I'll say this.
It's been more than Sanders, though, too, because he's thrown this like two touchdown passes at the first. He's been nothing since the first two games.
You play in that two-quarterback league. You played a super flex. I'm grabbing Paxton Lynch just to have him on my bench. I'm telling you that right now. If you need the quarterback for whatever reason, you've lost one, you haven't been able to get it. Speaking of quarterbacks, Deshaun Kizer officially named the starter in Cleveland once again on Wednesday. Sure, why not?
That's a head scratcher to me. They could have gave him one more week, had the bye, came back with him after that, especially going up against the Vikings.
Oh, absolutely. completely agree with that. All right. So those are all the news. That's all the headlines. That's everything. Let's play some either or now when it comes to some of these running backs that we have been discussing. And let's stick in Denver right now. And let's talk about C.J. Anderson. Because Matt brings up a lot. Fine. He had a nice first game. He hasn't really been very good other than that. He's the 23rd ranked running back. He is barely an RB2 right now. What is he going to be the rest of the way? I know Corey's been very adamant that Devontae Booker is going to get this opportunity and run with it at some point this year. I don't know when that's going to happen. I know Scott earlier in the show mentions Jamaal Charles this week. Hey, it's a revenge game, if nothing else. Maybe they give Jamaal Charles a couple of extra touches. So, with all that being said, I want to know how much you value C.J. Anderson going forward. So my first question for you is, C.J. Anderson or Lamar Miller?
Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller. You know, there's not much upside there, but there's more consistent volume.
Corey?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you did this to be Mr. Sussman. L.M.
Lamar Miller.
And I still would be picking up the... Deonta Foreman.
I agree.
Think he's getting more, but Miller's just getting too much volume, and I just haven't been impressed by C.J. Anderson.
Oh, listen, I'm with you very much on that. So we're all say unanimously here, Lamar Miller, who gets at least 15 carries every game, which you like to see. Yardage hasn't been there, only one touchdown on the ground this year, but Lamar Miller is the choice for everybody here. C.J. Anderson or Doug Martin?
Doug Martin. To me, Doug Martin's still a top 12 guy the rest of the way. C.J. Anderson's nowhere.
Whoa, that's top 12.
That's pretty high. I don't know too
well. That's bold right there.
Yep, it is bold.
Can you tell me these 12?
What?
Can you tell me these 12 running backs? Can you tell me these? Can you tell me like who? If where's he at inside this top 12? Doug Martin.
Check the link.
Come on. Come on.
I'll get the link up.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I'll get the link up, and then when I start owning you, I don't want you crying to Cardano.
You're behind me in both leagues.
I'll pull the link up.
Yeah. Pull that little thing up, yeah.
Hey, just come on, Mr. Sussman. Yeah. Throw him out the game like Steph Curry the other night.
Throw him out the game.
He should be suspended for that. Mr. Sussman.
Throw him out the game. Crybaby, Martavis Parson.
All right, so in PBR leagues, Scott has Doug Martin as number 11. He's number 11 running back going forward.
Who's number 12?
Mm-hmm. Number 12 is Jay Ajayi.
I'd rather have JJ.
Number 13 is Carlos Hyde.
Oh, easy, Carlos Hyde.
Number 17 is Christian McCaffrey.
CMC.
PPR, CMC.
Chris Thompson is number 14. Jerick McKinnon is number 20.
I'd rather have both those guys, I think, too. I mean, what Chris Thompson is doing right now, I know he might put up a 4-1 week here or there, but the guy's just been too good. He's been top 10 on the season, right? And I keep going to this point. But Washington's passing game is different than last season's passing game.
Sure.
It's a lot more intermediate, short passing. So
Doug Martin's running hard. The numbers are going to be there. He's going to have a very good season the rest of the
what
way.
What has he done since he's been 50 back?
Yards a
what
year.
Has he done since he's been
he
back?
Really good against
I am predicting going forward, the way that he is running, when I watch the film of the Buccaneers, he's going to have a very good season going forward. Carlos Hyde, I like him. He's going to get game scripted.
What have you seen
McKinnon from Martin? The way that he runs. Watch the film.
You don't watch the film. Tell me to watch the damn film.
You didn't
film.
Even watch Monday Night Football this week, and I updated you on it.
We'll take the break here. Talk to Dr. Ray. We'll continue the Doug Martin conversation on the other side.
Dude average 50 yards a game.
Roto Experts here. FOH. Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, it's that time of the week. And I know Matt Bodega has been anticipating this highly. It's that time where we talk to our buddy, Dr. Ray from Inside Injuries. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing very, very well. Immediately going to pass this buck over to Matt Bodega, who's been trying to talk to you, really since he talked to you on Monday. Ever since then, he's wanted to talk to you. So Matt, take it away.
Oh, good doctor. We need some good, positive feelings, vibes, all that stuff. Stephon Diggs took the plane ride to London. What are the chances that he plays? Should he play? Should he rest, take the bye, come back week 10?
So, you know, Stephon Diggs, I've always said he has a grade 2 groin injury, which takes 4 weeks of optimal recovery time. He was injured in week 5. He really should not get back onto the field until week 9, so he's still 1 week away. Now, he was at high injury risk. He's improved to elevated. And, you know, if he does take this game and play this game, he will be at elevated injury risk to start the game. If he waits another week, he'll be a lot closer to low injury risk. So the answer, in a nutshell, is that he should wait for one more week and not play this week in London.
Don't play in London. You have the bye coming up after that. He should be, you know, even better according to the algorithm for inside injuries. There you go.
I do kind of agree with him, but I desperately need him this week.
Hey, Doc, another wide receiver I know my buddy Corey Parson desperately needs this week is Golden Tate. Now, Golden Tate sprained that AC joint, and we had seen just last week Jameis Winston play with a sprained AC joint. We know Golden Tate is in a sling, but he did get in a limited practice yesterday. What can you tell us about the status of Golden Tate?
So our algorithm has upgraded him from he was a grade 3 shoulder injury. Now he's progressed to a grade 2. Grade 2 requires 2 weeks of optimal recovery time. And so, you know, he was injured in week 6. Then the Lions had a week 7 bye. So, you know, right now, from this point forward, our algorithm is saying he still needs 2 more weeks. So if he does give it a go, he's at elevated injury risk. But, guys, he was at elevated injury risk and below average before the season even started for us. So he will not be back into low injury risk this season for us because he already started at elevated injury risk in the beginning of the season. So, sure. In a nutshell, 2 more weeks, he'll be the best that he could be. If he comes out now, he's got 20% chance of injury risk at elevated.
There you go. So Golden Tate, even if he comes back, he's at an elevated injury risk. Now, is the major risk to re-injure that AC joint? Like, how likely is it that if he plays with a shoulder injury, that he could re-injure himself with that particular injury?
So wide receivers are particularly susceptible to shoulder and AC injuries because, you know, when they reach for the football, they're exposed.
Right.
And so once you injure that joint, there's a liability there where when they reach for a football and then they get hit, it's just too high of a risk. So that injury needs to be completely healed before they get onto the field again. Otherwise, there's a good percentage chance that they're going to significantly re-aggravate.
What up? Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Doc, about that.
I'm getting I need to be sent to the minors. Doc, I need to be retrained in radio. I'm not even turning the microphone on, Doc. Maybe I'm injured. Maybe I'm in the concussion protocol. Interesting.
Well, we had 5 seconds of pause from Corey. I don't think that's ever happened before.
I'm in a bad spot right now, Doc. But you know who's in a bad spot tonight? The viewers of this football game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. Not going to be pretty. We don't think so. Shouldn't be offensively pleasing. But, Doc, I got some leagues, bro. I need to get Devontae Parker in the lineup. What do you think?
Devontae Parker, you know, this is actually going to be some good news. So he actually was a grade two. He's progressed to a grade one. And actually, you know, so this is the perfect example. He was injured in week five, didn't play week six and seven, limited in practice Tuesday, and listed questionable for tonight. Likelihood he does not play tonight, you know, based upon all of that, but he has progressed from a grade two ankle full wide receiver now to a grade one, so he is 1 week away. But even if he plays tonight, he is still close to that low injury risk category. It starts at 11%. Right now he's at 15%. One more week, he's going to get back very close to that area. So right now, he's 1 week away, but he is progressing. If he plays tonight, he's at elevated injury risk, but he's doing really good in his recovery.
So interesting because Devontae Parker, I feel like, Corey, if it was up to him, he wouldn't play because he hates playing through injuries. Adam Gase is probably going to be the one that pushes this dude on the field tonight against Baltimore. But as you heard from Dr. Ray just a moment ago, he can't play tonight. Like it's now become a grade one ankle sprain. He can't play tonight. He can really get back to that low injury risk if he just sits out one more week.
And trust me, Devontae Parker want to sit out one more week.
Just one more week. Exactly.
I'll be good next week.
Dr. Ray, Inside Injuries. Check out the app. He's fantastic.
What about Emmanuel Sanders, Doc? Vance Joseph was saying earlier this week that he might have a chance to play in Week 8, but then he wasn't able to practice yesterday.
Yeah, see, we've always said this. You know, when you saw the video, I was very, very shocked that it was only a grade 2 ankle injury, but a grade 2 ankle injury for a wide receiver is about a 4-week optimal recovery. But he's also had foot, thumb, and hip injuries all last year and a shoulder injury during the preseason. So 4 weeks is at a minimum that he needs to wait. So week 10 is where we're looking at him to be back to, unfortunately, elevated injury risk because he started the season at elevated injury risk. So week 10 is really the best that he can do. If he comes back this weekend, man, he is right now at high injury risk at 38%. I would stay away from him. Because 38% is way too high.
Doc, how similar is the Emmanuel Sanders ankle injury to the one we were just talking about with Devontae Parker?
So it's actually, you know, Devontae Parker has progressed in terms of improvement. So I think they both started out, you know, kind of similar. I think Devontae Parker's a little bit milder than Emmanuel Sanders one. So, yeah. So I think Sanders is more severe.
Yeah, and by the way, you can check out Inside Injuries. Like, we have these new player cards on rotoexperts.com with Inside Injuries sections for every player. It's part of the Exclusive Edge in-season fantasy football package on rotoexperts.com at a new slash price. Enter free radio at checkout for an additional discount.
So there you go. The additional discount right there from Roto Experts, thanks to the playoff push that we're trying to get to. So there you go.
Hey, Doc, I want to go to the running back, a guy who hasn't been healthy all season. He's needed to rest but refuses. Even on the bye that they have this week, I kind of feel like he's going to suit up anyway and go on the field, even though no one will be there. DeMarco Murray, will this bye finally get him 100% healthy or as close to optimal health as possible?
Matt, you and I are never, ever on the same page. DeMarco Murray is the perfect textbook example of a running back with a hamstring injury, tried to play through it, and re-aggravated it. It caused a tightness. He's not looked good at all. A running back with a grade 2 hamstring is a 5-week optimal recovery time. And so, you know, he's been up and down all season. Man, he just needs to rest, heal that grade 2 hamstring injury completely, and then come back. Otherwise, this is going to linger. Now, he will. It's classic. He'll have these unbelievable breakout runs, but then for the rest of the game and then the next game, he doesn't look good at all. That's not really good for the team and also for a fantasy player because he's not going to generate you points because of this hamstring injury. 5 weeks, Matt, and then he'll be back if he rests.
If he rests, and that's the thing. You know what I've noticed? I did it this week. I talked about it on the air yesterday. I went out and grabbed Greg Olsen here, Doc, and Greg Olsen coming back from an injury of his own. He's already on IR. As soon as he can come back is week 12. But if he comes back in week 12, that means I have him for the last 2 weeks of the regular season and potentially the fantasy playoffs. Is Greg Olsen somebody fantasy owners can expect to come back when he's first eligible in week 12?
Yeah, so, you know, the Jones fracture, it's a very healable fracture. It's great that he's rested. It actually does take 8 to 9 weeks of recovery, so that puts him directly in coming back on week 12. If it's healed completely, it's pretty much, you know, it's a foot injury on a tight end. You know, tight ends are big guys, and so there is a chance of reactivation. But, you know, I like your thinking there. I think on week 12, he'll be completely healed, and he'll be back to low and peak. He started the season low and peak. This kind of was kind of an oddball for us, but when he comes back, he should be back at low injury risk. This is a fracture that's going to be completely healed when he gets back.
All right, last question for you, Doc. Comes from the Fantasy Executives.
Hey, Doc, what's up with Willie Snead?
Grade 2 hamstring injury. You know, missed week 4 with a hamstring strain, so then played week 6 and missed week 7 due to the same hamstring injury. This is the theme, Corey, that we continue to see, like with DeMarco Murray. Hamstring injuries and wide receivers and running backs are sort of the Achilles heel. 5 weeks optimal recovery time. Week 12 is when he needs to come back. If he comes back before that, you have to stay away from him.
All right, there you go. Dr. Ray, Inside Injuries. Next time you can hear him here, Sunday morning, Corey, Lineup Lock Live.
Yeah, no, Sunday morning, Lineup Block Live. We get you ready to set your lineups. Dr. A comes through, gives us the last-minute injury notes as we get ready for game time decisions and stuff like that. So we get that done 9 a.m. each and every Sunday morning right here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, Doc, good talking to you, buddy.
We appreciate the time, Doc.
All right, great, guys. Have a good day.
So there you go. Maybe
you see how good of a broadcast I was just now?
After you forgot your mic for the fourth time this morning.
Yeah, but still, when this mic comes on, the broadcasting is good.
But it has to be on for it to be good.
Yes.
Yes. We're maybe really excited
about
that.
Unlike the guy sitting next to me.
That conversation. Greg Olsen, week 12, if he goes back, he's going to be ready to go. So listen, Greg Olsen's out there, and you can afford the bench spot, as I was burning with Andrew Luck anyway. I like it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Scott about Doug Martin. Do it next.
No.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
So head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and learn how to be a bone marrow donor, transfuse some blood, and save some lives. You can do it and learn so much more about it when you go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. The 5 people at DKMS do a wonderful job of educating us on something that, you know, personally, I didn't know anything about. So check it out. It's DKMS, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And by going to that website, you earn an opportunity to potentially go to the Super Bowl. All you got to do is win a DFS contest, which is free to enter. You enter it, win any of the first 16 weeks, where you enter for free, and then you qualify for week 17, and if you win in week 17, you go to the Super Bowl. Just as easy as that, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Okay, Scotty, the guys here around this table are giving me a lot of heat.
That was wonderful.
were giving you a lot of heat for Doug Martin. They like Christian McCaffrey more. They like some other running backs more. How do you defend having number 11?
I just really like the way he's run so far. I like the upcoming schedule. If everybody around here wants to disagree with me, that's fine. You know, when I watch the guy on film, he's running very determined. And he's got three games already with two touchdowns. When you mention some of the other running backs with Jerick McKinnon, that could be a timeshare there. I feel like Doug Martin is the guy in Tampa Bay right now. I like Carlos Hyde, but I feel like he's going to get game scripted too often. That's going to hurt him. And durability is a concern with me. With McCaffrey, I feel like he doesn't run the ball. We haven't seen enough explosive plays in the Carolina offense. Look, if I'm alone on this, you know, that's fine. I'm going to go out there and still recommend this. I like the way he's running. The schedule coming up, you know, they got the Jets, the Dolphins, the Falcons twice, the Panthers. Those are all games they can be competitive in, and Doug Martin's going to be a big part of it. I like what I see on film from him right now, and I'm going to stick with it. If these guys are against it, you know, that's up to them. We're not always going to agree.
So what does the film tell you about him running for less than 4 yards a carry? Because I can't see where the film is telling you that he's going to be somebody that you can get on involved with. He's running for less than 4 yards a pop, playing on 50% of the snaps on offense. If I come to you...
50% of the snaps?
He's playing...
was the snap count this past week?
He's playing in 50% of the snaps for the season.
I don't think... Jaquizz Rodgers and Sims are not on the field. What are you talking about?
If it's for the season, then...
It's for the season.
It's kind of the first three games.
Okay, he was suspended, Corey.
No, what I'm looking at is not counting for the first three games. I'm not crazy.
He's saying he's playing 50% of the snaps.
He played 43 of the 72, so that's 60% of the snaps right there. And then the week before that, it was 37. It was 37 to 70. So
he's getting all the running back touches, though. He is the guy.
But why the four yards per carry? Why less than 4 yards per carry?
I think it's going to go up.
Let me tell you something. Where do you have Alvin Kamara at?
I think it's going to go. I think it's
because
going
I would take
up.
Alvin Kamara over Doug Martin ROS in a New York minute. So if I was to come in your inbox saying I'll give you my Doug Martin for your Alvin Kamara, you make that trade?
You giving me who?
I'm giving you Doug Martin and getting back your Alvin Kamara.
I consider it. Yes,
you would do it.
You got him at the top 10 guy.
You would consider it. You
look,
would do
maybe
it.
I'm out on an island like this, but. And, you know, you point to the yards per carry, and that's all valid, but I think it's going to improve. I watched the New England game, the preseason, and look, the last 2 weeks they've gotten game scripted to a degree. Every time Doug Martin has got the ball.
He's still touched the ball 20 times.
But Doug Martin's the type of runner. He's going to peck, and right, and then he's going to break off a long one. He's going to get into the end zone. I believe, Corey, you often talk about how, like, you think, and Matt has said it too, where you think the talent is going to win out. I think it's going to with Doug Martin.
It hasn't in 5 years.
I may be in an... What are you talking about?
Yeah, the talent hasn't won out in 5 years. What have we seen from him in 5 years?
He had that huge season where people were drafting him top three the next year.
How long ago was that?
Several years ago.
But that's not what you said. You just said we've never seen anything from him. That's not true.
It's been a long time.
I think I like the way... I like what I see from Doug Martin.
The game against the Ringling looked great. The last 2 weeks, he's got 34 rushes for 102 yards. I'm not saying he's not going to get the ball. I'm not saying I wouldn't want him on my team. I think he's definitely more in the RB2 range, and especially in the PPR format. That's my thoughts. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, I don't care if he rushes the ball twice a game, just the receptions alone that he's getting. I mean, if you're talking in the PPR format, you have to go with backs like that over him. I mean, Martin, Kenny, we've seen talent in the past. Yes, he's had two good seasons, three seasons where, like, what the hell is this? So that's why
he's been inconsistent, yes. Corey said he never did anything, which is not true. He's had good seasons. I think there's a good season for him. Now, look, I have Kamara very close to him, so I'm not saying that taking Kamara over is crazy or anything like that.
Where you got Kamara at?
I got Kamara, like two spots behind him, I think.
He has Kamara, Doug Martin, he has number 11, Alvin Kamara number 15.
Yeah, so it's not that big of a split. But I'll take him over McKinnon because, and I'm not saying I don't like any of these other guys, but there's reasons why. It's McKinnon and Murray could be a timeshare the rest
Sims
of the way.
Sims is getting involved more in the offense now, too, though, since Martin's been back. We didn't see Sims until Martin came back.
Gentlemen, let me ask you this one. Doug, for you guys, Doug Martin, because I know Scott's answer, I have it in front of me. Doug Martin or Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones.
maybe Aaron Jones. That's very close for me. It's very close for me.
Scott has Doug Martin at 11. Aaron Jones is number 16 for him.
Yeah, I can't be guaranteed that Jones is going to continue to be the guy.
I understand.
Yeah.
I just look at what all I can go is what I saw from the offense without Aaron Rodgers in one game, and Aaron Jones was the offense.
Doug Martin or DeMarco Murray?
I'm gonna stay with DeMarco Murray.
I'll stay with DeMarco Murray.
King?
I would have Murray ranked ahead of him if he was healthy, but he's not.
Scotty has DeMarco Murray 8 spots behind Doug Martin. Martin at 11, DeMarco Murray at number 19. DeMarco Murray at number 19 there. I feel like you guys are just immune to this now with Doug Martin. I feel like you should move on.
No, give me some more.
It's fine. I thought you reacted to
the... Well, Doug Martin, I mean, that's in my opinion, that's wrong.
And then last one I'll do with Martin, and then it's Jay Ajayi, who I don't like.
I don't. No, I'll take Jay Ajayi up there.
I'll take Jay Ajayi too.
Oh, you want the Jay Ajayi?
I don't do the Jay Ajayi thing. He's not inspiring.
I'm probably gonna. That's a tough one. You got it in front of you. What I got him ranked?
I don't. Tell the listeners.
Your damn rankings.
Your rankings. Yeah,
I'd stick with Ajayi. I think the touchdowns are gonna come. There's gonna be more yardage.
All right, then you need to change your rankings.
Yeah. I thought I had Ajayi ahead.
You don't. You have Martin ahead of Ajayi.
No.
Okay. So
is that fish alive?
Yeah, he fed him this morning.
Okay.
Last either or I do want to do of the day has to do with tonight with Baltimore. For the guy I keep forgetting I have on my team.
Campanero?
Buck Allen. It's Buck Allen the rest of the way. Dude's we said yesterday, a top 15 running back, we said?
He's a top 15 running back in PPR.
So going forward, who would you rather have? Buck Allen or Duke Johnson?
Duke.
Give me Duke.
Duke, he's gotten the end zone more. Okay. And they're always going to be game scripted.
All right, so you're going.
I don't hate Buck Allen. I don't think it's that huge of a gap.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Buck Allen, though, especially the last few weeks, the yardage has been very disappointing. He's getting the catches, but, you know, it's like he's getting crunched every time he gets the ball.
Buck Allen or Jimmy White?
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
All right, you're all saying James White. Okay, it's an easy one.
PPR, I'd rather have James White than Doug Martin.
Yep.
Buck Allen or Tevin Coleman?
TC.
Tevin Coleman.
Okay, so you're all saying Tevin Coleman there. Buck Allen or Deion Lewis?
Buck Allen.
I'm still going to say Buck Allen, but I want to keep monitoring this Deion Lewis thing.
Yeah, because he is being like the lead runner there.
Buck Allen or Jerick McKinnon?
Oh, Jerick
McKinnon.
I'm not going to write off McKinnon because of this last week.
No, I'm not. McKinnon.
I'm not writing him off either. More explosive.
Okay. Buck Allen or LeGarrette Blount?
Buck Allen.
In the PPR, I'm probably going to go Allen. I mean, I know he's about 10th or something, or just outside the top 10 in rushing yards, LeGarrette Blount. But if he don't get in the end zone, he's like a 5 or 6
so
point.
Bad.
There's not enough volume there.
Buck Allen in PPR, LeGarrette Blount in standard.
Buck Allen or C.J. Anderson?
Buck Allen. I feel like C.J. Anderson's, you know,
day is coming.
Starting to climb down to the point, to bang, bang, bang down the ladder until, like, Corey's Devontae Booker thing comes through.
C.J. is trending down. I'll stay with C.J. Right. I'll give him one last shot.
I'm going to Buck. I'm washing my hands with
it's
CJ.
It's probably the right way, but I'm gonna hang on for one more week.
All right,
hold on for one more day.
Fair enough. I do have another either way. I want to throw out at you though, and that was Aaron Jones. You're just like, I don't know what he's gonna do. But if you're an Aaron Jones owner right now, you may be trying to trade him.
Oh, I'm definitely trying to trade Aaron Jones if I'm an Aaron Jones.
So here we go. Would you trade Aaron Jones?
I'm the fool that's going to buy him.
Aaron Jones. So I like it. Two opposite sides of the table here.
Jerick McKinnon.
Exactly. It's number one on the list.
Done.
Aaron Jones or Jerick McKinnon.
Sold.
Good
I'm
enough.
Going,
for you.
I'm going. Jay. I'm going with McKinnon.
You're both going with McKinnon. Scotty.
I'll have to go with McKinnon. I know at least he'll have a share of that role. Can we do this with wide receivers, though?
We did wide receivers yesterday.
Yeah. No, I'm saying trading for a wide receiver.
Mr. Sussman is running the class, Scott.
You have Aaron Jones 4 spots ahead of Jerick McKinnon in your rankings.
Right now.
Maybe you want to pull your rankings
this
up.
This is going forward, though. This is what we're doing. All right.
Pull the rankings up, Scott.
I would do... pull this up.
Aaron Jones. Corey, you're the Aaron Jones guy. Aaron Jones or Carlos Hyde?
Carlos Hyde.
Aaron Jones or Jay Ajayi?
Aaron Jones. I don't do Jay Ajayi.
Carlos Hyde, Jay Ajayi.
Carlos Hyde, Jay Ajayi. He's way underrated.
They have better.
I agree with you.
And they're probably right on Ajayi. Yeah. I just don't fool with him.
Okay. Aaron Jones or Chris Thompson?
Chris Thompson.
In the PPR, Chris Thompson is just, he's playing too well this year. He's too much a part of that offense. Rob Kelly, P. Ryan really don't exist.
Corey?
Aaron Jones just get more touches.
Let's go Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Buy it right here, Aaron Jones. We'll wrap up the program, send me into the Fantasy Football Frenzy next, as the All-In Kid joins us here on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. Coming up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy with the Fantasy Executive Wall Street and the All-In Kid who joins us now. What's going on, Jake?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing well. A little controversy late this morning, and that was in regards to Doug Martin. I know a name that we don't really talk about all the time here, but Doug Martin, where do you have him going the rest of the way? How high are you on him?
I put him at mid to upper RB2. He's definitely not an RB1 for me, but the fact is the usage is there for him, and it's hard to say that with a lot of running backs at this point.
You know, it's interesting, right? The best thing that you can say about a running back is, the number one, he plays every week. Number two, he just, you know, kind of just does his thing. Scotty has him ranked as a low-end RB1. The other guys at the table believe, listen, you're an RB2. They can't get there with the RB1. They're more on your side of things. I sit here and I look when it comes to Doug Martin, and me personally, I think I'm with you, Jakey, that I just can't trust him as an RB1 despite the schedule, Scott, which you brought up.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I'm on an island with this, and all you other guys make good points. You know, it's like I got destroyed on this, and, you know, I'm gonna continue to be on the island with this. I like Doug Martin a lot going forward. If I can buy on him in some leagues, I will. You guys can continue to, you know, say what you want. I know when this goes up on YouTube, they'll say the old man is crazy. You know, get him off the show. I'm on this Doug Martin thing, and I'm sticking with it no matter what.
I know when it goes up on YouTube, they'll say, Why are you playing the victim?
You did that a million times.
But you're playing the victim now.
You did that a million times.
You're playing the victim now.
Don't come at me on YouTube. Don't come at me. Like, how many times have we heard that?
Satire when I do it.
Right.
When you're doing it, Scott, you're playing the victim.
I thought that
now,
was like
now, now you want
playing.
Now you want
playing.
Now you want sympathy
playing.
From the listening audience.
Playing.
You want sympathy,
sympathy.
From them.
Please, I can't get up at 6 o'clock no more. I can't get up at 6 o'clock. I gotta take a vacation from football.
Is that your black voice, Scott?
What?
Is that your black voice?
You sound like a black man.
No, this
was
my
wallet.
This is my black voice. Did you like my black voice?
He can't help himself. No. But
I thought Scott's thing was like a Hallmark commercial, you know, for the Hallmark Channel. Scott, you made a statement.
What I'm saying is, I don't want you playing the victim. I'm worried about your confidence.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm very confident that I'm better than you. Okay, but what I'm saying is everybody can kill me on this. I'm on this island. I don't care.
We didn't kill you. We just disagreed with you.
What?
We disagreed with the players that were put up who we'd rather have. Nobody killed you. Nobody called you names.
I didn't say they did that.
But you seem
I'm just
like
saying in terms of the analysis, everybody tried to kill me, but I'm still on this island.
Well, I'm not sure they just disagreed. They disagreed. Jake, I'll give you some of the names and see where you stand on them. Some of the names that I know Matt and Corey both like more than Doug Martin going forward. Carlos Hyde.
I would actually take Doug Martin.
All right, you're taking Doug Martin. There you go. You're with Scotty. Christian McCaffrey, PPR.
PPR, I'm taking McCaffrey. He's on pace for 100 receptions.
Okay. Alvin Kamara.
PPR, same. Kamara.
All right, there you go. And then Chris Thompson, all PPR.
I got to say, it's only one bad game for Chris Thompson. I'll still take him in a PPR, but that one's close.
All right, so there you go. All the PPR backs. Scott, you had him pass Doug Martin, these guys. It's the PPR thing. So, PPR.
Just to point out in the PPR, Carlos Hyde has gotten 14 targets the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got to go Hyde over Doug Martin.
Well, they both know. We've done it on the Football Frenzy. I think Reed is going to start eating into his workload in the second half, but that's me. Apparently, that's my island.
Yeah, but like I'm disagreeing on that one. If I knew Hyde could stay healthy and it wouldn't get game scripted as often, I would definitely have him ahead of Martin, but I don't.
All right.
We still love you, Scott.
Coming up next, it is the Fantasy Football Frenzy with Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive, Wall Street Matt Modica, and the only kid, Jake Seeley. For Corey and for Matt and for the King, Scott Engel, my name is Greg Salzman. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Little Experts. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.